What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, it's Dr. Will Cole. This podcast is the manifesto for a new breed of health seekers. This is the art of being well. What's up, everyone? It's Dr. Will Cole, and welcome to The Art of Being Well. I am a leading functional medicine expert. I get to consult people around the world via webcam. I started one of the first functional medicine telehealth centers in the world over a decade ago, and I'm a New York Times bestselling author. I wrote Intuitive Fasting, which is my newest book, and The Inflammation Spectrum, and Ketotarian. If you want to learn more about my clinical work, the telehealth center, the books, and there's lots of free resources there for you as well. You can check it all out at drwillcole.com. That's drwillcole.com. All right, let's get to today's guest. She is a dear friend of mine, longtime friend. Love her so much. Her name is Dr. Robin Berzin. She is the founder and CEO of Parsley Health, the nation's largest holistic medical service specializing in supporting women with chronic conditions. She founded Parsley Health to address the rising tide of chronic disease in the United States through personalized holistic medicine that puts food, lifestyle, and proactive diagnostic testing on the prescription pad next to medications. Parsley is available nationwide via telemedicine and has beautiful centers for in-person care in New York City and Los Angeles. Dr. Berzin attended medical school at Columbia University and trained in internal medicine at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York City. She is recognized as one of the 100 most innovative women in business by Inc. magazine and has been praised by Fast Company for founding one of the world's most innovative companies. I have to agree. As her friend and colleague, seeing Parsley come to life when I just knew it as an idea at first, of just hearing her brainstorm and all the plans she has to see this come to fruition as Parsley Health, I could not be more proud of my friend and colleague. Let's get to it, and be sure to stay tuned, my friends, through the end of the conversation with Dr. Berzin, because at the end, I answer another one of your burning health questions in an Ask Me Anything. All right, let's get to it. This is Dr. Robin Berzin's Art of Being Well. Old friend, you're not old, but we're old friends.
We're not
You're
old.
Youthful and glowing and young.
Functional medicine keeps us young.
Where have you been all my life? This is the pandemic, man. The past 2 years, I haven't seen you.
I haven't seen
I've
you.
I've talked to you.
So sad, but it's nice to see your face in the flesh. So
likewise,
thanks for having me today. I'm stoked to reconnect.
Likewise. And your sweet babies, I just not too long before, you know, we were recording this, you had your second baby, right?
Yeah. No, this one is my third.
Third?
I had,
oh my gosh, I missed the second somewhere.
I missed the second one because I had baby two February of 2020.
Okay.
And so no one saw me from like the very end of 2019, early 2020, because I was in like hibernation, giant belly, not traveling, you know, hunkering down. And then like end of February, I had her, early February, I had her, end of February, I'm like starting to go out to dinner again and, you know, kind of getting out there again. And then it was like, boom. And then no one saw me. And then I had another baby this September. And so everyone, you're not alone, is like, wait. It does like this double take. Like, you had two kids in COVID? And I'm like, yes, I'm a crazy person.
Well, that's what I mean. When I say it's, I had no idea you had a secret baby.
Yes.
A secret pandemic baby that I did not know about.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
How old's your boy? Your baby boy is probably so big now.
He's like going to be 5 in February, which is crazy. He goes to kindergarten next year, but you're my holy grail for like awesome kids who are, you know, kind of real people. You're amazing at your career. You're traveling. You have this awesome life. You're a dad. Like, I don't know. I'm still in like the thick of baby zone.
Oh my gosh. I remember those days. I mean, my kid's 15. Now they can travel with me and it's fun and it's a whole different game. But I remember it's like a thick energy of toddlerdom, and then it's gone before you know it.
Well, I'm in the vortex. So I need like the light on the other side of the tunnel, which is like people like you that show me like, you know, this.
Yeah. There are better days ahead. At the same time, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful chaos, but it's beautiful. And like, I look back at the season that you're in right now as a parent and just think, wow, I miss those days of like holding them and reading to them. And it's just a beautiful dynamic that's fleeting. So soak it in. I know it's hard, but soak it in.
Can you come over to my house like last night when the like 2-year-old is up at 2 a.m. coughing, and then an hour later, the baby's up wanting food? Because if you want to come remind me of how beautiful.
Yeah, I will. I'm going to just record you a little audio note and just a little meditation. So we have so many things that I want to talk about today. First thing, state change. Let's start there. This beautiful book that I was very blessed, thankful to get an advanced copy, got to write a blurb. Thank you for asking me. It's a great book, but let's define that. What is state change?
State change is this daily transformation that you can experience in your mental health. And we can create that moment of calm and clarity and focus and energy and positive outlook every single day. And we can do it through our bodies. And so the state change is really just a map or a little roadmap for the simple and concrete ways that we can physically transform our mental health. And so before we get into that, though, I have you to thank for this book. You know that, right?
I have to say, reading the back dedication to the book, it made my year. So thank you so much. This is so sweet of you. But yeah, tell everybody the story. Yeah,
we were at a wellness nerds conference a couple years ago, pre-pandemic. And I'm hanging out with you and our friends, and we're being wellness dorks together and talking about dorky medical things. And you're like, are you going to write a book? Have you written a book? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what I'm going to write about. I haven't figured out my topic. And you just kind of like put a beautiful proverbial boot on my ass and said, figure it out. Come on, Robin. And we talked about mental health, and we talked about emotional well-being, and we talked about this topic. We didn't use the phrase state change, but we talked about this topic. And I remember where I was sitting, and I remember who we were with, and I remember the conversation. And that catapulted me to ultimately like crystallize this topic as being the topic that I felt like it took a lot for me to do this, right? I'm mommy, I'm running the company at Parsley, not a lot of extra time. And so it took you and the pandemic to get me to write this book. So here we are. So thank you.
Well, I always saw a book in you, and it's a perfect time for it to come out, and beautiful topic. I love seeing it come to life. Your fourth baby, state change. It's a lot of work, I know. What interferes with your happiness? Is something preventing you from achieving your goals? As a functional medicine practitioner, I see on an hourly basis when I'm consulting patients online that mental health is not separate from physical health. Mental health is physical health. And I am often coordinating and working together with mental health specialists to deal with that side of somebody's physical health. And that's why I'm such a fan of what BetterHelp is doing. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist, connecting you in a safe and private online environment. Just like I'm in telehealth, so are they. It's so convenient. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. But what it is very professional counseling done securely online. And what's really cool is that people can send messages to their counselor anytime. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, all without ever having to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it really easy and free to change counselors if you need to, just to find the right fit for you. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. It's available for people worldwide, and they have licensed professional counselors who are specializing in depression, anger, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleep issues, trauma, family conflicts, grief, self-esteem, LGBTQ matters, so many things. Anything you share is confidential, of course. It's convenient, it's professional, it's affordable, all the things that I know you will love. I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/ABW. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/ABW. We all know the common New Year's resolution for people is to either lose weight or take steps to get healthier. But before you jump on board with another fad diet, it is important to listen to your body first before making big changes to your lifestyle. That is why it's better to stop guessing and start testing. And what better way to listen to your body to get down to the root of your gut health with a gut microbiome test with Keen Health? This at-home test kit ships straight to your door, and by giving a simple stool sample, you'll be able to see what's currently going on inside your gut. Good bacteria, bad bacteria, and so much more. To help kickstart your health journey, Keen Gut Plus also gives you personalized, actionable, healthy recommendations based on your test results. So trust your gut and listen to what it has to say, because you never know how much it is impacting your daily lifestyle. You all know this from listening to the podcast. Your gut health has far-reaching influence over your brain, your hormones, your energy levels, so many things, inflammation levels, and of course, your digestive health as well. And as a functional medicine practitioner, I love when I'm consulting patients online and somebody has a great test like this, because they're already ahead of the game. They have some good data and we can talk about it during the consultation. So right now, Keen Health is offering 35% off with code WILLCOLE. Visit keenhealth.com. That's keenhealth.com. Keenhealth.com. Use code WILLCOLE, all one word, for 35% off. What's it about? Like, what's the research that you talk about in State Change? It's very exciting.
There's so much science to how our physical health can be a barrier or can be the catalyst to better mental health. And just like you, I see patients, and at Parsley we see, because we have lots of docs here, we see lots and lots of patients. And in that, what I noticed over the years was that so many people would come to us with a gut health issue, with an autoimmune condition, with skin issues, with what I call period problems. So your PMS, your PCOS, trying to get pregnant, menopause, whatever it was. And they would come for that. But then we always, as we do in functional health, we would dive into their mental health and ask about things like anxiety and depression and chronic fatigue. And over again, we saw that F.41, which is the ICD-10 code for anxiety, was like the most used diagnosis code at Parsley in our medical system. And we also saw that when we would treat people for these other things, or address their sleep, or address the way they were eating, or address the way they were moving, that even though they didn't come for the anxiety or the depression or the chronic fatigue, that that would clear up. And so what I saw happening over and over again in practice with patients is people for whom they were having this transformation by addressing the physical, they were transforming their mental and emotional. I had had my own experience with that personally, which I share in the book, but it was those things that really connected the dots for me to be like, well, we're doing this day in and day out. We're doing this with tens of thousands of patients. How could we put on paper this roadmap, this recipe, this prescription for how to feel better mentally and emotionally? And then the pandemic hits post baby two, and all of a sudden travel is gone and social life is gone and anxiety and depression have gone up by 50% nationwide. And we're all experiencing our own mental health crisis. And that felt like, in addition to your inspiration / boot on my ass, that felt like the moment to say, okay, people need this more than ever. I need to write down this roadmap for how to have a state change, because we all need this right now, in addition to everything else that we're dealing with.
Mm-hmm. So in your experience, and like you said, we're seeing patients all day long, we're running clinics. What are the factors that are keeping us back from this state change that we need so much?
Yeah. So no matter, I want to say, by the way, this is for no matter who you are. So you don't need a diagnosis of anxiety or depression formally. A lot of people don't have good access to mental health care. So a lot of people are living with these things and they're not diagnosed, but they're still living with them. We all deal with these emotions and with burnout. Burnout's now like an epidemic, according to the World Health Organization. So whether you've been diagnosed with depression and you're seeing a therapist and you're on medication, or whether you're like, I don't know, but I just FLC feel like crap, wherever you fall on this, and we've all been in a myriad of places, there are things that you could do to help your body that are going to help your mind, that kind of get you to that base camp. Because dealing with a mental health issue or just dealing with the stress of everyday life is kind of like climbing Everest every day. And if your body's dragging you down, it's like you're not even at base camp. So I'll start with that, and that relevance to all of us. And then when it comes to it, there's really kind of two key areas that I go through in the book. The first one is chronic illness and identifying it. And you and I both know that most people are walking around, they're not getting testing, they're not getting the right testing, they're not seeing a doctor. 70% of people who are like under 65 don't have a primary care doctor. Even if they do, they're not getting proactive testing. So a lot of people are walking around with chronic illnesses they know about, don't know about. Mm-hmm. And it's your autoimmune, your blood sugar imbalances, your gut health issues, your inflammation. All of this can be contributing to brain fog, anxiety, and depression in ways that people don't realize. Thyroid conditions. I always think of my patient, she was in her 40s, who had been feeling like crap for a long time, dealing with bloating and constipation and weight gain and dry skin and hair loss. And you know where I'm going with this. Mm-hmm. And was lucky enough to have access to a therapist, was lucky enough to have access to a medication, still felt terrible, just wasn't making progress, and had an undiagnosed thyroid condition. And 1 in 5 to 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with a thyroid condition in her lifetime. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of people kind of hitting a wall that don't need to be hitting a wall if we do a little bit of that proactive diagnostic work. And so I actually outline in the book the basic tests you need to get, the way to sort of self-evaluate. We have a symptom score that we built at Parsley that anyone can actually do online right now. You can go to parsleyhealth.com/insights and get your own health score in 2 minutes, but ways to identify with, are you dealing with an underlying chronic condition that either you knew about, but you didn't connect with how you're feeling mentally and emotionally, or maybe you didn't know about. And that's kind of first things first, because if that's happening, the cool part is you can actually address it and feel better. And it's going to kind of break you through that wall. So that's number one. And then we can get to some of the other stuff that's more general.
Got it. So you mentioned labs. Can we go there for a moment? And obviously you'll go into detail in the book, but for people that are like, okay, what are some of the top labs that you recommend for people to get insight on these facets of burnout and health symptoms?
Yeah. So there's some basic tests. So I run through some basic blood work that you can do with any primary care doctor. You can do with a functional medicine doctor. I kind of go through the basic tests and the advanced tests, because yes, there's some fancy pants tests that you and I do. And we do breath tests for small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. We do saliva and other types of hormonal testing for adrenal fatigue. Those things can be huge unlocks. But before you get to what I call fancy pants tests, let's start with basic beans, because basic beans can be really helpful. And we're looking at things like thyroid levels, free TSH, free T4, free T3. We're looking at Hashimoto's antibodies, because a lot of people have autoimmune thyroid conditions but don't know it, or it hasn't been tested for. We're looking at blood sugar, hemoglobin A1C, fasting insulin, fasting glucose. We're looking at your heart health, right? Your cholesterol markers. We're looking at measures of inflammation like ESR and hsCRP. This is not out yet, but we've developed an at-home test at Parsley that's going to be a great screening tool for some of these conditions. You can kind of get them all in one place. And then there are certain nutrient levels that are really key as well that can range from things like your iron levels. There's a measure called ferritin that we could look at, B12, folate, vitamin D. Vitamin D3 is actually really critical to mood. So there's a number of tests that listen, like, you don't need an at-home kit. You can use your insurance. Like, you can just take the book, and I literally list them in the book. And I'm like, here, take this to your doctor. Mm-hmm. And get this run every year, because this can just quickly knock out a few things that you might be experiencing that could be powerfully impacting your mental health. Mm-hmm. And you don't even know it.
Certainly. I totally agree with you. And you can put those numbers on a spreadsheet, track it over time. How often do you recommend? And you mentioned once a year. Is that generally what you recommend, to get these tested once a year?
That's my bare minimum. Like, that's my out of the gate. Like, if you do nothing else, do this. And for a lot of people, I think it's really helpful to get the test done more than once a year. So it depends, right? If you find something, if everything looks perfect, that might be the case. Or, okay, now let's work with a functional doctor. Let's sign up for Will's practice. Let's work with Parsley clinician to do some of the fancier pants testing, like the gut health testing, the genetics can be really helpful. The mm-hmm. hormonal testing that's beyond that basic blood work. If everything looks perfect, then maybe you do that test once a year. If something's off, like your blood sugar or your thyroid or your nutrient levels or your heart health or inflammation, now we want to start working against that marker and trying to improve it. And that's when you might go into a more regular cadence of testing. And that's when I do recommend working with a practitioner, because as you know, with all of the amazing patients you've seen, your blood sugar issue is not my blood sugar issue, is not somebody else's blood sugar issue. Your inflammation is not my inflammation. And so one person's inflammatory disorder could be because of, you know, inflammation level could be a food allergy. And for another person, it could be an autoimmune thing. Right. So the tests I'm recommending as your starter kit in the state change plan, are really about that. Like, let's get the basics covered. But if there's something there, that could be your cue to dig further.
Got it. I've heard you talk about anxiety and depression that rests in the body, and anxiety and depression that rests or sits in the mind. Yeah. What's the difference between the two? How can we tell the difference?
Yeah. So that's the thing. It can be hard to tell the difference. Having anxiety, depression that is brain-based, mood-based, either comes from trauma you've experienced or other life experiences that comes from your genetics, or people have a family history. You may be predisposed to things like depression, anxiety, alcoholism, addiction, right? These things run in families. There's a genetic predisposition. It might be situational for you. You maybe didn't have this issue early on in life, but now you do because you've gone through something, a divorce, a breakup, losing a job, something changing in your life, right? A pandemic, right? For all of us. And so that can be either situational, it can be something you've inherited, it can be trauma-based. And what's happening in the body isn't going to resolve that type of anxiety and depression. However, it will put you in a better place to fight it. Mm-hmm. So if your body is dragging you down, if you're also on top of that, what we call brain-based depression or mood-based depression, if on top of that, maybe you have postpartum depression, right? If on top of that, you've also got inflammation, you've also got a chronic disease, you're also, and we'll get to this part, eating in a way that's causing you to have brain fog and poor sleep, then you have a double whammy, right? So the state change program is really about helping people identify body-based anxiety, depression, chronic fatigue, brain fog, and fix it, or to give people who have the more emotionally based symptoms a leg up in fighting training them because their body isn't adding to that, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Totally. So let's go there with food. What are people doing that's fueling many people's anxiety and depression and burnout?
It so starts with food. And as you know, food is medicine, and food is medicine. Like, food is the first thing on our prescription pad at Parsley. And I'm sure it's the same for you. Like, mm-hmm. if we don't change your diet and help you there, then I feel like it's really hard to make progress anywhere else.
Yeah.
And even those of us who are trying to be healthy, we're doing our best. We are surrounded by high sugar, high refined carb processed foods that's full of vegetable oils. And it's really mm-hmm. the sugar, refined carbs, and the vegetable oils that I would say are the two big areas that are causing brain fog, anxiety, depression, poor sleep, or are causing things like a blood sugar issue, an inflammatory issue, a microbiome issue that then in turn cause your anxiety, depression, fatigue, right? And so it's hard. Like, listen, I need the grab and go foods. I am super busy. I'm running around. I'm trying to feed my kids. I then don't feed myself. I'm like the classic mom. That's like, my husband's like, you wrote a book about putting your own oxygen mask on first, Robin, like, no, help yourself. You wear a mask. And I'm like, I know, but I've got the babies and the work and the thing. So it's hard, right? It's hard to eat well. And the food that we're surrounded by, the food that's fast and easy, is the food that's filled with refined sugars, refined carbs, and vegetable oils. And the vegetable oils, by the way, everyone, are predominant in an omega-6 type of fat. And that omega-6 type of fat depletes our cognitive function. It makes it hard for our brain cells to repair. It increases inflammation in the body. We don't get enough of the omega-3 fats, and we get way too much of these vegetable oils because they're just in everything. So the number one thing you can do to combat that is make your meals, cook your food, get whole ingredients, fruits, vegetables, whole grains, your meats, your fishes, right? Your nuts, your seeds, and make stuff and batch cook it or learn to make really easy recipes. And if you're like, I can't do that, then try one meal a day if you can't do all three. But everybody can make one meal a day. And I think largely, and I think it's cheaper. It's so much better for your body. And I can't tell you how many people who have change their diet and then realize that they were on like a sugar roller coaster. And they're like, well, I'm not sitting here eating candy bars and like Hershey's Kisses all day. So why am I on a sugar roller coaster? But the foods that we generally eat are jam-packed with sugar. Even the health bars have like 25, 30 grams of sugar in one bar. And that's how much mm-hmm. you should have in a day max, right?
Yeah. So true.
I mean, written whole books about this. So
well, I mean, I think you talk about it so eloquently in the book and really focusing on this, like you said, the ICD-10 code, the diagnosis code for anxiety and this whole realm of it, you know, this anxiety spectrum of burnout, whatever you want to call it, feeling wired and tired. Some people call it that. It's really what you focus on in state change. So you also talk about, when it comes to mental health, brain health in the book, some really exciting cutting edge science. If I could just throw out the word, and I'd love to hear your thoughts about it, and people can read the book for the detailed information, but psychedelics, let's go there. There's a lot of compelling research out there. What are your thoughts on that?
So there's a chapter in the book called The New Frontier, and I really wanted to introduce people to the science of some of the tools that we have in our toolkit these days that, and some of them are very old tools, things like touch and massage, things like energy healing, right? And Reiki, mm-hmm. things like meditation. These things have been around for a really long time. They're widely used and widely researched in other parts of the world, but especially in American culture, don't have as much of a place. And yet they've been proven to be really effective in helping us manage our anxiety, reduce that sort of wired and tired feeling, help us sleep, right? And so they're really important that we address them and talk about them. And so I really wanted to have this whole chapter in The New Frontier. And to write about the new frontier of mental health, I had to take on psychedelics. I had to, because this is a field that has research going back 50 years and now has incredible research programs at universities like NYU and Johns Hopkins. And some of you might know Michael Pollan, who wrote a book called How to Change Your Mind. It's a great book that catalogs all the research. And there's incredible data on psychedelic medicine for depression, for PTSD, And a number of these medications or drugs are being legalized across the country for therapeutic benefit. And so I think they're going to be part of our next frontier of our next 10, 20 years. And I don't think that you can talk about mental health without at least touching on what the science is. And the science is really compelling.
What are some examples of the psychedelics that are being researched?
So there's ketamine, certainly for major depressive disorder. And that's the one that's most widely legalized. It's not in every state, but it's in a lot of states. And there's different services that you can use to use ketamine in a therapeutic way, plus integrative therapy, which means using ketamine, but then plus therapy that's all about integrating that experience. So I just want to clarify for everyone, this is not psychedelics like kids in college, recreational type of stuff, right? This is prescribed, this is supervised, this is in conjunction with integration therapy. That's where the promise is. And then coming up, I think we're going to see very soon, some states have already underway, psilocybin, MDMA. Those are kind of the next ones that are, from what I'm seeing, going to be more widely available and also have the best research. And I think it's really exciting, right? We have sugar is a chemical, an antidepressant medication is a chemical. Psilocybin is a chemical derived from natural sources from the earth. Other chemicals like ketamine are made in a lab, just like a medication is made in a lab. These chemicals, some of them were unfairly, I think, vilified at a certain point in history. And now history is changing and we should avail ourselves of anything that's truly science-backed and that can be done in a safe way. And so I think it's exciting.
Yeah, well said. So we're well into 2022. And if you're trying to build a healthy fitness habit this year, it's so important to make time to move your body every day. The key, of course, is finding something that brings you joy and doesn't make exercise feel like a chore. Personally, I've been loving on Obey Fitness for years now, and I really think it's one of the best platforms out there to help you build a routine that you actually love. Really love. They stream daily live and on-demand classes with more than 20 different class types like HIIT, Pilates, strength, yoga, plus the best instructors in the game. And they make working out, honestly, really fun. You could pick anything from 10 minutes to an hour. And the best part is you don't need any pricey equipment to get a great fun sweat in. Honestly, you're going to love this so much. So if you have a goal and need extra motivation, make your move and try Obey, especially because they're offering listeners of The Art of Being Well a free 1 month trial. I mean, come on, you could try it for free. Just use code BEINGWELL at Obey Fitness. That's OBEfitness.com, obeyfitness.com to get started. Again, the code is BEINGWELL, all one word, for that free month trial of Obey. Today's program is brought to you by Athletic Greens, the health and wellness company that makes comprehensive daily nutrition really, really simple. With so many stressors in modern life, it's difficult sometimes to maintain effective nutritional habits and give our bodies the nutrients it needs to truly thrive. Our busy schedules, poor sleep, exercise, the environment, work stress, or simply not eating enough of the right foods can leave us deficient in key nutritional areas. AG1 by Athletic Greens, the category-leading superfood product, brings comprehensive and convenient daily nutrition to everybody, keeping up with all the research, knowing what to do, and taking a bunch of pills or capsules is hard on the stomach and even harder to keep up with sometimes. To help each of us be our very best, they simplify the path to better nutrition by giving you just one thing with all the best things. I'm busy consulting patients, so this is a great, convenient, nutrient-dense tool that I have been loving because it contains 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food sourced ingredients, including a multivitamin, a multimineral, a probiotic, a green superfood blend, and more in one convenient daily serving. The special blend of high quality bioavailable ingredients in a scoop of AG1 work together synergistically to fill the nutritional gaps in your diet, supporting your energy and focus, aiding with gut health and digestion, and supporting a healthy immune system. It's lifestyle friendly, whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, gluten-free, and it contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial anything, while keeping it tasting really good. To make it really easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you an immune-supporting free 1 year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs of AG1 with your first purchase if you visit athleticgreens.com/Will Cole. Again, simply visit athleticgreens.com/Will Cole to take control of your health and give AG1 a try. And we have psilocybin, right? It's psychedelic mushrooms, but you also talk about medicinal mushrooms that are not psychedelic.
Yeah.
And maybe you could clarify the difference between the two and some examples of medicinal mushrooms.
Yeah. So psilocybin, yes, magic mushrooms, right? That's the colloquial term. The psychedelic, that's going to cause a dissociative or hallucinogenic state, right? Then there's all the just regular mushrooms that are not going to cause any
just,
sort of dissociation.
Just plain old mushrooms.
Just good old mushrooms, right? The whole world of the fungi is super interesting. And, you know, I'm no expert, but I do talk about some of the really interesting effects of things like lion's mane mushrooms for increasing clarity, focus, energy. There are a number of mushroom-based supplements that are really cool, that are really helpful for clarity, for immunity. There's other mushrooms that have cancer-fighting properties. So I outline in the book some of the mushrooms that you can use, like reishi, like lion's mane, like even oyster mushrooms that have proven benefits for improving cognitive function. And I also have a whole chapter in the book on supplements, because supplements, wild world out there, as you know.
Wild West.
Wild West. There's a lot of crapola on the shelves that's not reliable. There's some really powerful and good stuff. And so I talk about not just mushrooms, medicinal mushrooms that you can find in supplement form, but also things like ashwagandha, rhodiola, other adaptogenic herbs that I imagine you probably use in your practice. Mm-hmm. We use them at Parsley for a whole matter of different conditions. They're really well researched and they can be super helpful for somebody. You know, I helped one of my patients had situational anxiety due to COVID. And so just the sheer fear that we were all living in the summer of 2020 triggered for her a state of anxiety that was completely unmanageable. So heart palpitations, not sleeping, digestive issues, not eating, right? She didn't have a clinical diagnosis of anxiety before that, but she hit a place where it was just really hard to manage. And so I didn't want to put her on something that could be addictive or have side effects day one, like a benzo, like a Xanax or something. So we worked with a supplement, and we worked with a supplement that included GABA, which is a neurotransmitter, L-theanine, which is an amino acid that creates GABA and is calming in the brain, magnesium, and also some of the herbals like ashwagandha. And through that combination, she was able to take them regularly, plus get moving again and go on walks. She hadn't been leaving her house, and some meditation practice. And she was able to nip that anxiety in the bud without needing a medication that could have, I think, been problematic for her. And so just shows you that these tools, when used the right way, are really, really powerful.
Certainly. You mentioned it, and covering this within the book in detail is the field of energy healing. Mm-hmm. And it's like in a more of a mainstream world is maybe a little bit controversial. Maybe all of these things are controversial, but you go there in the book and you're not afraid to do so. Can you talk about the research around energy healing and specific types of, you know, what exactly is energy healing?
So there's a whole field out there, energy healing. You might hear it called Reiki, and there's other types of what I would call like related modalities, biofeedback, which sort of attunes you to your own heart rate and the own rhythms of your body, things that are light touch, like cranial sacral. And then I'd even go into massage, right? And so I talk about all of those in the book kind of as a group. And where it nets out is that there is scientific research showing that these modalities can be really helpful for triggering a parasympathetic state in the body, which is something I talk about a lot, right? Which is, you have your fight or flight, which is your sympathetic, and your rest, digest, relax, and heal, which is your parasympathetic. Most of us are in fight or flight, running from a lion from the moment we wake up to the moment we go to sleep. In a waking life, we are never in a state of rest, digest, relax, and heal. So if your body is never able to rest, digest, relax, or heal, what are you never going to do?
All of the above.
So this is how things start to really spiral for people. We see hormonal disarray, we see immune system dysfunction, we see mood disorders, right? Poor sleep, all this stuff. So what these modalities can do and have been shown to do is help the body achieve a new state of balance or homeostasis. And it's believed to work by essentially triggering that parasympathetic dominant rest, digest, relax, and heal state. And there may be other ways in which these modalities work that we don't fully appreciate or understand. And we talk about acupuncture in the book too. Acupuncture is highly researched. It works through an energy meridian system, almost like if you have your muscles and your bones and your fascia, your connective tissue. In traditional Chinese medicine, there's also a highway system of energy that is like, they treat it just as like it's an organ system. It's real, right? Our medicine, our medical system hasn't recognized that particular organ, but it has recognized that acupuncture works. And there's reams and reams and reams of evidence that shows that acupuncture works. And so I talk about acupuncture, Reiki, massage, biofeedback, all together, because I think it's really important for people to know that these therapies are helpful, they're proven, and as part of the work, right? As part of creating a state change every day and feeling a little bit better every day, they can play such a role. I get a massage every 2 weeks and it saves me, right? It's my like reboot hour. And if without that, I'm going this Friday. I cannot wait. No one can reach me. My phone is off. My kids are not there. I'm not looking at Slack or Zoom or anything or email. It's that moment. And I think we all need and deserve that. And that's not it shouldn't be a luxury. It should be part of our medical system, but we've sort of ignored it in a lot of our modern medicine.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. Dr. Berzin, as you know, the podcast is called The Art of Being Well. This is Dr. Robin Berzin's Art of Being Well. I'm going to throw out just different questions, and I'm so curious to hear your answer. Are you up for this?
I'm ready. You didn't tell me about this. So I'm...
Nope.
These answers are not going to be rehearsed. They are going to be on the fly, people, because...
That's what I like. That's what I like. This is the real... whatever comes to your mind, you're going to do great. Don't worry about it. All right. First question, you're stuck on a desert island and you're looking for survival and nutrient density. You have one food only. What would that food be?
Nuts and seeds.
Any specific ones?
Oh my gosh, that's not fair. I mean, I'm just going to say I would like a medley of
a little trail mix.
A little trail mix medley, because you've got your fiber, you've got your healthy fat. So you're talking your walnuts, your Brazil nuts for your selenium, also boosts some your cognitive function. Walnuts have got your omega-3s, your pumpkin seeds for your magnesium, so I can stay calm. And then I'm just going to have to drink a lot of water for all those nuts, right?
Are you soaking the nuts on this island with some salt water?
Oh,
maybe you will.
God, maybe I am. Maybe I found a little stream. I'm soaking the nuts.
All right. So next, completely opposite, health benefits aside, remove that from the equation. You have one food for the rest of your life, purely on deliciousness and taste alone. What's that food?
This sounds really weird. I kind of like think about this question a lot.
I love that.
I feel like the world wants me to be like ready for this moment.
This is your time to shine, Robin.
My time to shine. I think about this question a lot. It's a real toss up for me between like, I think shrimp tacos is up there. Shrimp tacos is really, really high on my list of like,
I'm a carne asada guy.
But, yeah. Okay. I can live with that.
So what are we talking on the shrimp tacos? What are we putting on the shrimp tacos?
Okay. First we have like really good, like gluten-free, of course, corn tacos.
We're not getting too crazy, guys. We're just staying gluten-free.
Yeah. Let's go totally wild. Corn, like fresh corn tortillas. Then we're doing salsa pico de gallo. We're doing guacamole, obviously. Pickled red onions. Oh, and then you've got, a little fermentation in there for your gut microbes and a little like sour situation happening. And then you've got like your really good shrimp, like not the like ditzy little mini shrimp, but like the big jumbo grilled shrimp. And then some sort of aioli action. Yeah. Right?
So good. So good. You can have that right after your massage on Friday.
I can't. That's my plan. That's my plan.
All right. Next question. We touched upon supplements here, but what are the two biggest supplements? What are the two supplements that have made the biggest change for you personally?
Oh my gosh. So this is in the book too. I talk about the state change starter kit for supplements that are kind of like building that foundation. And this started with me, but it also, I've seen it in a zillion patients too. So number one, hands down, is methylated B vitamins. I wish I had known, like in high school and college, all that angst I went through, that I had the quintessential MTHFR variant, right? That 60% of people do. I have two copies. And that taking methylated B12, also known as methylcobalamin, and 5-MTHF or methylated folate, which is a type of a couple of B vitamins that are methylated, so do the work for you if you're a slow methylator like I am. That is very critical for many, many processes in the body, but including detoxification and including making neurotransmitters like serotonin, dopamine, norepinephrine. I feel it when I don't have them for a few days. And so taking them regularly, we have them in our Parsley Health Daily Dose Multi. You can get them lots of places, but I take two of those every day and I've seen just so much transformation and mood lift. I've seen it help people with chronic fatigue, with anxiety, with depression. And you don't have to have the genetic variant or get genetic testing. You can just take the methylated version and most people do pretty well with that. That's absolutely number one. And then the second one, which I just think is so critical that people forget about and yet we all need, is vitamin D3, vitamin D3 K2. It's important for bones and women out there. You got to get your bone strength up, right? We can't be cracking our bones when later in life, especially postmenopausal, when we lose some of our hormones that keep our bone strength up. It's important for mood. It's important for immunity. I got little kids in the house. My daughter woke up last night. She was coughing. She had a stuffy nose. I literally like grabbed her, wiped the nose. I get out this children's herbal formula, couple dropperfuls of that and a big dropperful of vitamin D and some squirts of a grapefruit seed extract in the nose to help like clear. Like it's my go-to. I feel like it's my go-to for everything.
I love it. And everything that Robin is talking about for everybody that's listening, we'll put the links in the show notes so people can get it all. Love that. I have a double MTHFR too. I have a, what do you have? C677 or the
A1298?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What can we say? We're twins in more ways than one.
I mean,
we're health nerds on a genetic level.
On a genetic level. So how do you feel with your methylated?
Same thing.
Feel the difference?
I feel the same way. I went to Nashville not too long ago and I didn't bring my supplements with me by accident. And I noticed that I've started to feel it towards the end of it. You can get it, some of it through food, but we're not eating enough of this stuff. And the ample amounts you can get from supplementation.
Yeah, it makes such a difference. And I'm glad you said that about the amounts through supplementation, because I think a lot of people will see, especially with those B vitamins, they're like, whoa, this is like 2,000% or 5,000% of the recommended daily allowance. And I always want to explain, there's a difference between meeting the bare minimum to like survive, which is the RDA, and taking a supplement or a nutraceutical for a therapeutic benefit, which is like improving your mood. Those two things can be different and coexist, right? And they don't have to be the same. And so people will see that, wow, is this too much B12? Is this too much folate? And I'm like, no, like you pee out what you don't need. But you're not going to get it. The goal here is not to correct a deficiency. Mm-hmm. The goal here is to support you with a particular nutrient to feel better or feel your best or feel that state change, right? And yeah, I definitely lose my good vibes without that stuff. So
yeah, same here.
Gotta find it.
For sure. Next question. What's the latest wellness tool or a biohack, if you're into that, that you've really loved or that you love personally? Let's just start there.
This is going to sound basic, but not basic. So my husband has been working for a sleep company. And so he's gotten obsessed with sleep and with optimizing everything about our sleep hygiene. And at one point I was like, you are just annoying me. Like come on. So you should see him. He's got like six trackers on. He looks like a robot, but he's got the iWatch tracking the sleep, sometimes the Oura Ring. He's got the eye mask. He's got the earplugs. He's got the cold room set at 66 or 67. He's got the blackout shades. And then he even has one of those mattresses. I'm not going to name brands because I'll get in trouble, but he loves chilling his mattress down at night. I hate it. I personally feel like my reptilian brain thinks that I'm lying in a small, very shallow puddle of cold water. And I cannot sleep. So I don't like it, but he likes it. But I have adopted the sleep mask and the earplugs and the whole sort of setup around sleep. And it makes a real difference in how fast I fall asleep, my sleep quality, my sleep depths, and how rested I feel the next day. I can do the tracking thing off and on. I don't like wearing something all the time, but here and there, I also find it interesting. So
love it.
Get serious about sleep, people.
Shout out to David Berzin. One of the funniest, nice guys. Man, that's great. All right. So next question. What's a spiritual practice or a mindfulness practice that's been the biggest helper for you personally?
You know, I write about this in the book. I write about my experience with meditation and a 10-day Vipassana. And I also write about my one-time experience with psilocybin. And one of the things I would say, connecting those two, I would take away from my psilocybin experience was the place it brought me to is the place I found largely through meditation. And the meditation experience, the 10-day silent meditation, but just my daily like 2-minute breath work or 30-minute visualization or 10-minute gratitude and energy practice, whatever or simple breathing thing, you know, breathe in for 4, exhale for 6, whatever it is. That for me is the reconnection to myself, the reconnection to my purpose, the reconnection to my why, the ability to be present, the ability to find the now and accept the challenges, to carve a path through the anxiety if the anxiety is there, to, you know, accept the sadness or grief or unknowingness that we all face in our lives. And if I didn't have that tool, I don't think that I could be the mom I am. I don't think I could run the company. I don't think I could do all the things. So it's just one of the things that we prescribe meditation parsley. We prescribe prescription drugs all the time, but we prescribe meditation roughly 10x more than medication. And that's because we prescribe meditation to every single patient because it's such a powerful practice and it's a safe practice. It's a free practice. So that would be my number one.
Love it. Is there any, obviously, are there specific apps that you like or if someone wants to get started on that?
Yeah, I love Insight Timer actually because it has so many different teachers on it. And I've also found that like, same like your question on what food on a desert island, which I really want to know your answer to what you want to eat forever and what you need to survive, by the way.
Yeah, probably avocados, maybe a coconut. I feel like coconuts up there, thinking of the coconut water with the electrolytes and the fiber and the fat. I don't know. That'd be probably.
Okay.
You're
more pragmatic. You're like choosing things that might be found on that desert island, whereas I'm choosing things that will never, ever be there. But anyway, cool. But yeah, I like Insight Timer because I found that like your taste in food, your taste in meditation can be really different and you need variety. So listen, Calm is great. Headspace is great. 10% Happier. My friend, David Gandelman has a great meditation app and I do a lot of his work. Ziva Mind, Emily Fletcher. There's so many awesome ones, but I like Insight Timer and I have no affiliation with them, by the way. I just like Dave's on there and that's how I discovered it. And so then I was like, oh, there's just so many different varieties. And my message there is like, if you don't like the first meditation you try or the first teacher you try, it's like a workout class, try a different one, right? It doesn't mean that working out is bad. It just means like you might want a different style of working out or meditation.
Yeah, so true. Okay, what is a wellness brand? It could be a food, it could be a snack, maybe a product. Let's make this specific to the kids. Like, what's a brand that you use as a mom that you really have been loving?
You know, the team at Purely Elizabeth sent me their granolas and their like pancake mix that is high in protein. And yeah. I try to decarb my kids. So we really try not to give our kids carbs, but they're really little kids. And my 4.5-year-old, like, what does he want? He wants cereal. He wants granola. And so I had really struggled to find anything in that category of food that was balanced with protein, was low in sugar, that had good fiber quantity, that wasn't just like basically like organic gluten-free crap as opposed to regular crap. And so I think purely Elizabeth has impressed me, you know, with their product for my kids.
She's great. Elizabeth, I mean, she's part of our health nerd collective. Yeah, health nerd. All right. Next question.
Wait, I want to ask you all these questions too. Is that not how?
We need to have a podcast together.
I know.
That'd be fun. We could just geek out about this stuff all the time. I don't know. I love Purely Elizabeth. We have it in our house too for the same reason. So definitely, that's a great one for sure. I'm really sad about Hugh Kitchen closing in New York. Are you sad about that too?
I am sad. I'm also my office where I'm sitting right now, our Parsley Center, is like a few blocks up from where that was. And I walk around this neighborhood right now, and New York is back, right? New York is back. But these commercial districts where people work are not back in the same way. And so places just feel a little emptier, and it feels like a weekend sometimes. And you're still just like, there's this cognitive dissonance. And I think it's important to recognize, you know, even this talk that we're having here comes out in early 22, we're still living through this. And nothing will ever be quite the same again. And so, yes, I'm sad about them closing. And I'm also sad about what that means. Although I try to have the perspective that in this clearing that we've gone through, some horrible and some positive, from it will emerge greater things. So we'll see. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I agree with you wholeheartedly. And the good news is the silver lining in that whole vortex, we have Hugh chocolate in stores. So I would say Hugh is a cool brand out there. I like the crackers, the almond flour crackers.
Yeah, the crackers. Their packaged goods are good too, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Next question. Foodie question. What's your favorite restaurant in the world and what do you order there?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. I feel so much pressure. It would probably be either this restaurant in Greenpoint. There's two restaurants. Greenpoint in Brooklyn is like the hot spot for awesome restaurants. People, if you come to New York City, please just cross the river, go to Brooklyn, go to Greenpoint. And there's a bunch of spots, but I love this place, Ocho Moco, which has been like written up as one of like the best Mexican. So I can get my incredible, but like next level tacos, like fancy, but just incredible. And then there's also a spot called Rule of Thirds, which is Japanese yakitori style, but sort of super creative. It's not sushi. And what do I get? Oh my gosh, what do I get? I get some version of my super fancy tacos. I get a mezcal margarita, skinny on the rocks with salt if I'm drinking. And just, I don't know. I love these super creative, small places that food is celebrated and is an art form. So those are two of them.
Great. All right. Last question, my friend, is everyone's going to go get State Change, of course, but for you personally, what's a book that you've read in the last year that maybe inspired you or got you thinking in a new way? And a lot of new moms that are business owners tell me like Good Night Moon, because like that's their extent right now. It's just being real.
Yeah. I would definitely add Iggy Peck to The Architect, which is a great children's book for those of you out there who are bored AF by the books you read over and over again to your kids. And then for me, God, I feel like I'm going to blank on this one because I have total like sleep deprived mom brain right now.
That's right.
But this is going to annoy me because there is something that I've been recommending. Come back to me on that one.
Well, you know what's great about you? I know you're always looking at the latest research in the scientific literature. And for people like you, that's your main reading. You're looking at the data. You're looking at how to help people.
Yeah. So there's so many articles to read. There's everything from keeping up on COVID and how do I as we as a team make sure we're up on the latest there, to all the research coming out around even just, you know, we work with a lot of people, specialists too. So if somebody's on like a new autoimmune biologic, right, I have to know like, what is that? Because it just came to market and I might not be prescribing it, but I'm helping that person manage it. So yes. And
that's
then
the stuff we're reading.
that's my reading. Exactly. And then also the kids' books. It's a great point. Iggy Peck, Architect. People.
I'll check it out. We'll put the link. We'll put the links for all the parents out there. All right, my friend, where can people go to learn about Parsley, your work there, and the book?
parsleyhealth.com, and you can learn about the book and buy the book at parsleyhealth.com/statechange. And it comes out January 18th, 22.
Yes.
Crazy.
Thank you so much, my friend. Please. Congratulations. This book's beautiful inside and out. Thanks for coming on the podcast.
Thanks for having me. So good to see you.
At the end of every episode, I'll be answering a question from one of you guys. Nothing is off limits. Ask me anything. And you can send your questions over to me on Instagram or Facebook. As a functional medicine practitioner, it's been fun seeing the questions that have already come in on different food philosophies, wellness trends, and ways to approach overall mental, emotional, and physical health and well-being. Thanks for those. And I'm looking forward to seeing what else is on your mind. All right, now it's time for another Ask Me Anything. Today's question is from Tina. Tina asks, "Hi, Dr. Cole, what's your shower, hair, body, and skincare routine look like?" All right, we get asked this question a lot. I get asked this question a lot on social media. So let me break it down for you. So in the shower, and by the way, I want to give a shout out to all the bath people out there. I love hot baths, and I'll put Epsom salt in, some essential oils as well. Really kind of make it like it's a sacred time for me. After a long day of consulting patients, I love my baths, but I love showers as well. And I typically will shower first, you know, get super clean, then just enjoy the relaxation of a hot bath. So the products that I use in the shower, as far as clean hair care, there's a few brands out there. I think Goop has some fantastic shampoos, body washes out there. I love their exfoliating hair scrub. I believe it's Goop, but it's the Getox line within Goop. Brilliant. I also love Sangre de Fruta. I just like saying it like that. I love their neroli. They have really amazing scents, completely clean out of Canada. So shout out to Sangre de Fruta and great people too. So they have body wash as well, shampoos, conditioners. Let's think about this. And then as far as skincare routine, I love Barbara Sturm. I've learned so much from the different skincare specialist doctors on The Art of Being Well. So definitely listen to all the past episodes on the topic. We've had many different episodes there. But Dr. Barbara Sturm, dear friend of mine, brilliant colleague, I use her facial cleanser. I use the enzyme cleanser once or twice a week. And I use her hyaluronic serum. Right now I record The Art of Being Well mostly from my functional medicine center where I'm consulting patients. And right next to me is the anti-pollution drops from a Barbara Sturm, which has hyaluronic acid, which is a humectant, just helps supporting hydration, skin barrier function, but it also has different plant extracts that support against UVB light, basically the UV light from our screens, from our smartphones, from my laptop, because I'm in telehealth, I'm looking at screens all day. So I'll apply that throughout the day. And what else do I use? I use her vitamin C serum as well. As far as deodorant, I use Agent Nature, brilliant line. Check out Agent Nature. I formulated their supplements, Holy Mane. You talk about skincare. As a functional medicine practitioner, I'm an advocate for the inside out as well as the outside in. So what we put in our body can really impact our skin health all over our body and our hair health, since that was your question, Tina. So top pro tip as far as hair health and skin health is Holy Mane. We have it at drwillcole.com. Just go to the shop there. It's a supplement that I formulated for Agent Nature that has high quality marine collagen as well as pearl powder. It's just a very nutrient dense way to support glowing skin, strong hair and nails. I also use Agent Nature's deodorant as well. And Alatura, a friend of mine, Andy, who's also a brilliant mind in the clean beauty space. I love their night cream, which has hyaluronic acid as well as different plant extracts to support hydration and healing through the night. So those are my top hits. I get sent a lot of things from different brands that I try out as well. And there's so many great things within the clean beauty space. So shout out to all the people doing awesome things. But those are the core things that no matter what other things may come in cyclically, those are my go-tos for sure. Great question, Tina. Thanks again for listening to The Art of Being Well. If you have a chance, please rate and review the podcast here. And if you like what you're hearing, hit follow and pass it along to a friend. To see more, head to drwillcole.com/podcast. I'll be back again next Thursday, and I hope you will too. Talk soon.